Okay, we are going to dive right into the brand new Simply Share podcast. This is something I've been thinking about for a while because, number one, I want to make sharing as easy peasy as possible for you. I know that you have a lot going on in your life. You have a lot of moving pieces, and I don't want doTERRA to feel like one of those areas of your life where you're like, ugh, one more thing to do, because I know that you love the doTERRA products that you have in your home. You use them every single day, but there might be something getting in your way of actually sharing them with others and talking about them. And so I wanted to create this podcast to give you little tips and things like that to make it as easy as possible for you. And number two, I wanted to make things easier on myself because I'm a busy mama too, and I want to make sharing doTERRA as easy for me. And I absolutely love to listen to podcasts. So I thought, what better way than to have a podcast that we can all just have on our phone, open it up. I'll drop when I have little ideas and nuggets for you, I'll drop them in, give you a little bit of a burst of information to get out there and share essential oils with others. And we're going to get started. Are you ready? So today we're going to dive right in, and we're going to talk about the anniversary sale that doTERRA just announced yesterday on April 15th. So doTERRA is turning 18 years old. So what they did is they took the five essential oils that we started with, the five first essential oils doTERRA ever had, and they are putting them on sale. So this sale is a little bit longer than a lot of the sales that we have. This one is going to go from April 18th to the 28th, and you get 18% off of five of our most loved essential oils. So we are going to have lemon, lavender, peppermint, tea tree, and frankincense, which we all know these are oils that we reach for all of the time. This isn't like a random limited time oil that you have to explain to people on how to use it. These are the ones that you're using in your home every day, and you know how to use them because you are going to them often. And so what are we going to do with this sale? What are the most effective ways to share this sale with others? And where are we going to go from here? So here are a couple of tips and ideas for you as we get started. First up, in the show notes on this, I am going to put the link to the DMK where you can find some promo images. I will also be sharing those in our essential oil place. And if you need any additional ideas, you can always let me know. Okay. So the first thing I always do whenever, like at the beginning of the month, when doTERRA comes out with a new idea or a promotion comes out like this, instead of going into this full-on panic mode of like, how am I going to share this? I have to get this information out to so many people. And I go into like this mode of like chicken with my head cut off, or the opposite happens. And I'm like, ugh, another sale. I don't want to do anything with that. I don't have time for this. And so what I like to do is kind of find myself and meet in the middle. And I just ask myself, okay, how can I utilize this sale to serve my current customers? And do I want to use it to grow my business in the season I'm in? We all have different lives, right? We all have different things going on. And so before I actually take action, I sit with myself and I ask myself, what do I want to share on this sale? And so I learned about this sale yesterday on a call. Today it's Thursday, April 17th or 16th. And I could have gone into the mode of let's send an email, let's start posting in our essential oil place, let's do like da 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 da, you know, all of the things that we think we're supposed to do to promote something. Or maybe what you've been used to in the past when there's a BOGO or something like that. So I just asked myself, hey, what do I actually want to do with this sale? How do I want to utilize it to grow my business in a way that works for my life right now? So as I was sitting there, I decided, well, number one, I want to get this information out to the people that are sharers or leaders, or maybe you were and you want to get back into it and create some momentum. But how can I serve you? And that's why I decided to do this podcast, right? And to give you these ideas. Then I'm asking myself, how do I want to promote this to my customers and to my support team? And how do I want to put this out? Do I want to use this for new enrollments? And as I looked at the oils, I thought to myself, you know what? This is a great opportunity to not just share about how I use these five essential oils in my home, but also share a little bit of the history of doTERRA and why I choose doTERRA over and over and over again in my home, right? doTERRA has been voted number one by Oprah. We know that there is quality and purity to them. So one of the things I'm going to be doing for the next week or the next 10 days is not just sharing how to use these oils in practical ways, but also why I fell in love with doTERRA and why the sourcing stories and things like that. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm sitting with myself. So I invite you to do the same thing. Sit with yourself and ask yourself, what do I want to do with this sale? Right? How do I want to utilize this? Do I want to help increase my TGV so my check gets bigger? Do I want to help with power of three? Do I want to just use this as a way to reach out to people that I haven't reached out to for a while? Just rip the band-aid off and be like, hey, I'm still here, even if you haven't heard from me for a gazillion years. Okay. We're all in a different season. Whatever season you're in is a-okay. And then I'm going to start to put the ideas together on how to do this. I'm going to download some images so I have them on my phone for easy sharing. I'm going to sit with myself and I'm going to put lemon. What are some of the ways that I use lemon? What I'm finding in 2026 is that people don't want an image. This is the 10 top ways to use lemon essential oil. They are going to be more intrigued if you say something like, have kids with, you know, have some glue that you need to get off of a sticky object. Did you know you can use lemon for that? Or lavender? Are you struggling with sleep and having troubles getting to sleep at night? And this is what I use when this happens to me. Take some of those real life experiences that you have with these essential oils and tie them back to how you're using this oil. My little boy was up at all night and with tugging at his ear. And I'm a mama and I wanted to reach for something natural. So this is what I did, right? Share your personal experiences because those are the experiences that people want to hear. Like I said, they don't want an image that says this is our flash sale because they have no idea why they actually need those oils in their home. So what I would do next after you decide is I would sit down with lemon, with lavender, with tea tree, with frankincense, with peppermint and ask yourself, how are you using these in your everyday life? What solutions are they solving for you that they could solve for another mama, another family, another human being, right? I was first introduced to peppermint essential oil. That was one of the first oils I purchased because I was a mama with morning sickness and I needed a natural solution. So I might put a story up like that. And so those are really those key tips I have is number one, you know, become aware of the sale. Number two, get really clear on what you want this sale to do. Number three, how are you using these oils in your home? Like what solutions are they solving for you? Not just lemon for sticky hands. What solution is that solving for you specifically? And then start talking about those. The last thing I might do is I might look in my organization because I'm always like, hey, if I'm limited on time, I want to do the activities that are going to give me the biggest return. So if I'm looking at that, like who are some customers that haven't ordered for a while? There's a reactivation promo right now that if they have not ordered for a year or more, they're going to get their reactivation fee waived. Okay. And you will get fast starts on those orders. And so this is a beautiful opportunity to be like, hey, you haven't ordered for a while. Is there some of these oils that you need? Is there a new mama that you can say, hey, our top five essential oils are on sale and I can't live without these in my home. Here are some of the things I'm using them for. Would you like to grab these oils so you have them on hand when life's emergencies pop up? Okay. So then we can start to create, I'm not asking you to create a darn names list of 100 people. I want you to just sit with yourself and ask yourself every morning, who are three people that I can share this promotion with or I can reach out to? Three people every single day. That should take a couple of minutes. And if you sit with yourself and you create your whole list, you can do this while you're sitting in the carpool lane. You can do this when you have a break at work. You can do this when you have a little bit of free time. This shouldn't take a lot of time and it should be super easy. And if you want any more support, if you want me to help you dive into your graphic tree or anything like that, that's what I'm here for. Reach out and I hope you like this podcast. I'll be back with more.